I cannot read the fiery letters, said Frodo in a quavering voice. No, said Gandalf, but I can. The letters are Elvish, of an ancient mode, with a language that of Mordor, which I will not utter here. This in the common tongue is what is said, close enough. One ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all, in the darkness bind them. There's only two lines of a verse long known in elven lore. Three rings for the elven kings under the sky, seven for the dwarf lords in their halls of stone, nine for mortal men doomed to die, one for the dark lord on his dark throne in the land of Mordor where the shadows lie. One ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all, and in the darkness bind them in the land of Mordor where the shadows lie.
Well, I needed a holiday far from home, a place to ponder and wander alone. So I planned a party and decided to send some invitations to family and friends. Then I made a speech for everyone to hear, but the time had come for me to disappear. There were farewell presents that I left behind for the ones who loved and treated me so kind. Just like a story that never ends, it takes you there and back again. My days of youth have come and gone. This road I travel goes ever on. All my worldly possessions so fine and fair, and now in the hands of my only heir. There's no ring on my finger, no weight on my mind. I'm out of the door, a new adventure to find. Just like a story that never ends, it takes you there and back again. My days of youth have come and gone. This road I travel goes ever on. My feet are yearning and I just can't wait to find that hidden path or secret gate. A road that reaches through the tallest trees, and precious freedom to go as I please. Just like a story that never ends, it takes you there and back again. My days of youth have come and gone. This road I travel goes ever on, ever on.
Welcome to the Voice of Middle-earth, program number 3, and I'm your host, Green Man Took. The Voice of Middle-earth is part of the homemade radio revolution, playing music related to and inspired by the writings of J.R.R. Tolkien. Also, music for inner and outer journeys, music that honors real and imagined landscapes, and music of spirit. We started the program off with the Cranberries and Just My Imagination and Sound Destiny from Australia. From their EP, All That Glitters, we heard Ever On. Well, in a few moments, we're going to be discussing Lothlorien. But before that, we're going to hear some music, beginning with a band called Bestianity and Skull Sky Dome.
Like children at the open grave, stared down upon the corpses of the masters and slaves. We are this land, now the blood's in the sand, our soul it's the sea and the animals and plants. Broken feet drag along from the red hill upon bony bodies of the innocent dreamers swing. We crashed the corroboree, done right with our robbery, and the nightmare begins when the aurora spins. Skull, sky dome, here is my home. Fires on the hillside, burning alone. Bones pointed west through the trees from the south. Flies in our eyes, birds in our mouths. Delivered in chains, we labored in pain. Our pale flesh caressed by the sun and the rain. We spread from the shores, we were bled by others' wars. So we never apologized and we never explained to the hated, the hanged, the stolen, the stripped. Down rivers of brown bubbles and glass shards we've shipped. Presence of prison, police and priest, like dingo packs marauding where chaos unleashed. Skull, sky dome, here is my home. Fires of the black elves burning alone. Bones pointed west through the trees from the south. Flies in our eyes, birds in our mouths.
Sleeping on the sacred land, your apparitions. Bye.
That was music by Ryan Kickland from his CD The Mountain. We heard While You Were Sleeping and Observations 1, The Forest. You're listening to The Voice of Middle Earth, and this is Green Man Took. I'd like to talk a little bit about Lothlorien. Lothlorien was a kingdom of Sylvan elves. It was considered one of the most beautiful and elvish places in Middle-earth during the Third Age, and it had the only Malorn trees east of the sea. Celeborn and Galadriel were the lord and lady of Lothlorien. With Nenya, the Ring of Water, the land was kept pure and alive, and evil was not permitted to penetrate it. They moved back to the western side of Anduin and built Carras Galadhon, the great center of the Woodland Kingdom. There Galadriel planted the seeds of the Malorn trees she had bought with her from Lindon. Lothlorien was filled with light and life. By the power of the Elven Ring, the trees did not die. Under the Lord and Lady, Lothlorien prospered for more than 1,000 years, time passing without decay under the golden boughs. Celeborn and Galadriel produced a daughter, Calibrian, and their granddaughter Arwen was considered the fairest of the elven race. As the shadow of Sauron lengthened and the War of the Ring was imminent, Lorien received 8 weary and grief-stricken travelers from the lost mines of Moriah. They were the remnants of the Fellowship of the Ring, a group of travelers on a quest of immeasurable significance. The Border Wardens came across them on February 15th, 3019. Among the company were Aragorn, a prince of the Dunedain, as well as Legolas of Mirkwood. The only reservation the Border Wardens had about them was the dwarf, Gimli. They were led blindfolded for a time, but at Galadriel's word, they were taken to Carras Galadhon, and their eyes were released. There, the elves learned of the death of Gandalf, and Galadriel knew what evil had been brought into the Golden Wood. She revealed her own ring to Frodo and showed him her mirror. Then the fellowship was furnished with new supplies and sent off down Anduin, bearing the gifts of the Lord and Lady. But the coming of the Ring of Power was only the beginning of their troubles. The very night the fellowship arrived, a band of orcs crossed the Nimrodel. A regiment or so of Nandor were sent out and destroyed the orcs, but they were only the heralds of greater conflicts that were to come. On March 11th, orcs from Dol Guldur swarmed into the forest in a full-scale assault. By the power of the Wood Elves and Galadriel's Ring, they were repulsed. The second wave came on March 15th, at the same time as the invasion of Mirkwood. Again, the orcs were forced out. The third and last attack was made 7 days later, on March 22nd. They caused much destruction, but Celeborn led the elves in a great counterattack and routed the orcs utterly. Boats were made, and the armies of Lorien crossed the Anduin. They stormed Dol Guldur, the Nazgul being absent in the War to the South, and seized it. Galadriel threw down its walls, and Mirkwood was cleansed. The southern part of Mirkwood fell into the dominion of Lothlorien, and it was called East Lorien. We are listening to the band known as Lothlorien. This is a tune called Middle Earth. ¶¶
dropped down in the witch wood to see what I could find. The trees had taken time out to blow away my mind. All that I could hear there was the sound of my own voice, but the music it was making was nothing of my choice. Thank you.
Thank you.
You are listening to The Voice of Middle-earth with Green Man Took, music for your journey there and back again. And that last piece was Middle-earth Part 2 by Australian band Lothlorien. Before that, we heard The Straubs and Witchwood. Well, I'd like to talk about the archetype of the king as revealed in the writings of J.R.R. Tolkien. The king is central to the entire storyline of The Lord of the Rings. The king is the one who creates order in the universe, who directs energy, and who restores balance. One might take the entire epic of The Lord of the Rings as a blueprint for summoning the inner archetypal king. Literally, the return of the king. Tolkien was a brilliant metaphorist, and he knew his psychology and mythology well. While there is much that could be said about the king archetype in his work, one scene stands out as a clear example of what I'm talking about. As King Theoden lays defeated on the Pelennor Fields, and Merry finds him dying, Theoden tells him, "Live now in blessedness." And that is the moment that we witness the blessing of the king, and it transforms Merry from an oblivious adolescent to a warrior who has seen horror, pain, and redemption. One of the reasons that The Lord of the Rings resonates with men is that Tolkien paints vivid pictures of the mature, masculine archetypes. The king, the warrior, magician, and lover. And I'll be talking about them more in further detail in future editions of The Voice of Middle-earth.
Sliding under echoes of
past whose realm was fair and free, between the mountains and the sea. His lance was keen, his shining helm afar was seen. The countless stars of heaven's field were mirrored in his silver shield.
The Lonely Mountain Band on The Voice of Middle-earth, the song called The Fall of Gilgalad. Before that, we heard Jade Warrior from their 1972 LP in a song that very much reminds me of Goldberry, Water Curtain Cove. This is Green Man Took, and you're listening to The Voice of Middle-earth. For more information or to download the program, go to www.middleearthmusic.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.middleearthmusic.blogspot.com. I'm going to round out the program today with a band called Caravan from their LP In the Land of Gray and Pink. This is a song called Winter Wine.
The breasts of four young girls dancing, prancing, provoking. These dreams are always ending far too soon. Life's too short to be sad, wishing things you'll never have. Sounds of a distance.